Welcome back, everybody. April here from Real Talk Tarot. And today I have a reading for Sagittarius for the month of May. Now I'm going to start out with the story cubes. I have 9 cubes here with pictures on them. And Spirit is going to tell us a little story about Saggy energy in the month of May. All right. And then I'm going to pull some cards to clarify. So we'll get a little bigger picture, okay? Additional messages. So, Spirit, can you start signing on Saggy, please? What can you tell Saggy is coming up in the month of May? Okay, all right, we have a flower. We have a lock. We have a new moon, a crescent moon. New beginnings. We have a teepee. Oh, we have an open quote bubble. We have a smiling happy emoji. Okay. What else, Spirit, can you tell Sandy for the month of May, please? We have a beetle. Okay. What else can you tell Sandy for the month of May, please? A cell phone communication and a letter. Okay, so Sandy, let's see. I'm not going to take these in any particular order. Let's see here. I'm going to look at these cubes and we are going to tell a little story. All right. So you have the flower, and that indicates longevity, health, happiness, peace. Okay. We have a new moon, so this could mean something could occur around a new moon. But it also indicates new beginnings, births. Fresh starts, new creative projects. All right, we have a cell phone again, that's communication. We have a smiling face, so that hopefully will be good news coming to you via this letter. We have a piece of mail here. We have the teepee. Now that indicates ancestors, okay? So something to do with family, perhaps, here. There's a lock indicating there is some secret or some aspect that is unknown or locked away. And we have the beetle. As also longevity, wisdom, okay? So, there could be wisdom in ancestral knowledge here. Something you possess that only, it was meant only for you, okay? But it's been passed down through ancestors. But there'll be some kind of communication that might inspire you. Okay, or something needs to be said, perhaps. We have an empty quote bubble, like I said, and 2 other cubes of communication. So there might be a real need to do so, all right? Now, let's go to the cards here and see if we can get some additional messages from Spirit. Regarding the energies for the starseed of Sagittarius, please, for May. So under the flower, we have the 5 of Wands reversed. So that could be conflict starting to subside. That energy might be on its way out. Let's hope so. All right. And we have a quote bubble here. What does that mean for Sagittarius Spirit? Thank you. The Knight of Wands reversed. Oh, interesting, because that's also a delay in communication. So, yeah, I think this is looking more like a need for communication, honest, open communication. All right, now we have a crescent moon here. Thank you, Spirit. Well, this indicates Seven of Swords. We have lies or deception, all right? But a lot of, well, I won't say a lot, but some readers disregard that another meaning to this has to do with opportunities, okay? And maybe you will have to grab an opportunity that could come at a little bit of an expense for someone else. I don't know, you're looking over your shoulder here in this card. So let's continue on. We have a cell phone. So Spirit, what does Sandy need to know about this cell phone, please? What does the starseed of Sandy need to know? Eight of Wands reversed. Again, delays in communication. Or miscommunication. Or even a misdirection of the communication. Okay, so Spirit, what is Sagi? What can you tell Sagi about this story here? And why is a letter? What does Sagi need to know about this letter, please? Okay, well, you got the star. So that's a hope or dream fulfilled. A wish. So you might be getting something in the mail that will be to that effect. If you've been looking for a house or a job, or you've been trying to buy something, you might be getting good news about that this month. I see a smiling emoji. Why is that here? Why is the smiling emoji here, please, for Sandy, the month of May? Spirit, what can you tell Sandy about the... Okay, we have a Two of Pentacles, so... maybe you're happy to have options, you know? You're juggling here, but... maybe you're just happy about the options you have. You know, you haven't gotten to the point where you know, this is slowing you down yet. You're just going to have something that you'll have to decide on. And maybe quickly. You might not have time, but there's... let's find out why. What does this have to do with family and ancestors, please? For the star seed of Sand for the month of May. Okay, we have the Emperor. So there could be a father figure or paternal grandfather, some type of male authority. Okay. And then we have a lock. So what is this? Why is this lock here, please, for Sagittarius? Spirit, what can you tell Sagi? Well, I think if anything in your life feels stuck or anything, I think it's going to start to move here in May. And yeah, this card came out a couple times. It just wouldn't stop, so I'm taking it. Three of Swords reversed. So hiding a broken heart, maybe? Hiding a betrayal? or something of that nature was hidden from you, because there's a lock here. But it looks like you're coming out of that. Maybe you're not sharing that with others. You're just you're just going to keep moving along here. All right, and finally, the wisdom of the beetle. What does the beetle have to say to Sagittarius? What does the beetle have to say for the starseed of Sagittarius, please, for the month of May? Why is the beetle here for Sag? Queen of Swords. Yes, there will be wisdom in cutting things off, being matter of fact, being fair, but firm, you know. You might not have taken any action yet, but you are sitting there, you know, with kind of a, well, I don't know, it's not even as much of a resting bitch face as the Queen of Wands, but you're just sitting here, but you do have that sword up, so I'm 100% sure you won't be afraid to use it if you have to. Alright. Yeah, and you'll do it with no emotion, no feeling, no nothing. Alright, so say maybe a family secret comes out and it's, you know, it's just something you can't and won't deal with. You're going to cut that off. Maybe I don't know, maybe there's something, you know, under the surface here that's keeping you from this wish fulfillment you're supposed to be getting. Maybe someone's been hiding that from you. Maybe that's that, in the beginning of the meeting, I talked about an ancestral gift or something being passed down. All right, so you might be getting news of that in May. You know, I mean, there's a couple of different ways this could go. Everyone's story is going to be different. You'll know if it resonates. But that is what Spirit has given me in the way of story cubes and cards. And I think that's a wrap, Saggy. I hope you enjoyed your reading, and I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.